on to House Bill 1275, an act to revise the definition of custodian as it relates to child abuse or neglect. Again, Representative Broderick. And then after this, we'll move on to Representative Siebert's bill. So, House Bill 1275.
Thank you, Chairman Whiting and members of the Judiciary Committee. My name is Mike Broderick, State Representative from Canton. And House Bill 1275 adds to the current statute in the definition of custodian, unregistered family daycare providers. This will help, in my opinion, to further clarify the Child Protection Services role in investigating allegations of child abuse and neglect involving unregulated family daycare providers, and will prevent children at risk from falling through the cracks. When we had our hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, a question was raised as to a grandfather caring for his children or family members caring for children of other family members. And I believe it's important to note that the definition of unregulated family daycare means providing care and supervision of children from more than one unrelated family in a family home or on a regular basis for part of a day or as a supplement to regular parental care. The definition of unregulated family daycare does not include a situation where a grandparent, aunt, uncle, or older sibling is caring for their relative. I think the addition to our existing statute to include unregistered family daycare would provide that additional security for all of us that have children and or grandchildren. And I would appreciate your support of House Bill 1275.
Any questions of Representative Broderick? Senator Dugard.
I'm sorry, I'm not quite following. If we add the words to the definition of custodian, that would bring in unregistered family daycare to be included within the term of custodian.
Yeah.
Right? And then how does that affect them again?
Senator Dugard, thank you. On page 2 of the bill, under on line 12, a custodian is defined, and is what House Bill 1275 will do is add the statute 26-6-14.8, which is the statute defining unregistered family daycare facilities.
Right, I'm following that. And then now, once that we've decided that an unregistered family daycare is a custodian, what impact does that have? Because I don't, under that chapter. If I'm not a custodian versus I am a custodian, what difference does it make to me?
You are asking me a question way beyond my scope of comprehension. I'll turn that over to the Department of Social Services.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Broderick.
Thank you.
Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1275?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. I am here in support of House Bill 1275, and perhaps to explain what the difference is here. By bringing unregulated providers under the custodian definition, that clarifies for the Department of Social Services when we receive reports regarding care of children, abuse, neglect, allegations involving an unregulated provider. If you look at the definition now, it does not include them, and because we do investigations involving parents, guardians, and custodians, it muddies the water. By defining unregulated within the custodian definition, then we have, I believe, a clearer path to go out and to investigate and to look into the care of those children.
Senator Dugard.
Why does not the definition, and I'm not being argumentative here, I'm just curious, why does the definition person providing in-home or out-of-home care not encompass the unregulated daycares?
Well, when I read the definition, Senator Dugard, and it says that, and for the purpose of this definition of out-of-home care, it is defined as 2614 or 2614.1, and that those two statutes are the Child Welfare Agency statute and the Registered Child Care Provider statute.
So it only comes into play if the care is out of the home. It's not like a babysitter or someone who's caring for the child in their own home.
Right.
Then anyone in that home would fall in the definition.
It would be out of the home and
unregulated.
And I have copies of all three of those statutes here.
All right, I follow now. Thank you.
Okay.
Are there any further questions? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I would disagree with you a little bit. The in-home definition is still going to include anyone who's doing daycare in family home. Your out-of-home is just talking about doing it in a different structure, not a family home.
Out of your home for unrelated children.
Right, out of your home.
Right.
But the in-home, to me, that's the under unregistered family daycare. That is the in-home. If I'm reading this right, if I could, Mr. For the purposes of 26614.8 to 26614.11, inclusive unregistered family daycare means the providing care and supervision of children for more than one unrelated family in a family home. So that's already included in the in-home under custodian, wouldn't that?
And I think the purpose of the bill, the way I understood it, was to clarify for everyone that it would include unregulated providers by listing them in the statute or within the definition, as they did with child welfare agencies and registered child care.
Mr. Chair.
I wonder if
the argument is raised, and maybe this is the answer, the argument might be raised that the term in-home, as used in the custodian definition, could be interpreted to mean only the child's own home, not my child being cared for in your home, which you might say is an in-home providing. Or you could say, it, since it's not my child's own home, it's not an in-home. So I could see how the argument could be raised that unless the child is being cared for in their own home, it's not an in-home setting. And this would clarify that.
Yes, it would.
In any case.
Yes.
It is.
Senator Bogue.
Mr. Chairman, don't you already have the power to investigate any complaint that comes in, regardless of where it may be?
Well, according to the statute, it references parents, guardians, and custodians for the statute regarding abuse and neglect. And so that's that population that we feel, you know, the law does mandate us to do those investigations. If they fall outside, if a neighbor down the street, there's an allegation of molesting a child down the street, that would be referred to law enforcement to look into those. We often might assist law enforcement if they ask us to do a courtesy interview with the child. But those kinds of cases that are outside of the parent, guardian, or custodian are referred to law enforcement.
So if I could follow up. So if I'm understanding you correctly, then to say that there's a gap in coverage or investigation would not be accurate, because there is coverage and investigation. It's just a question of whether it's DSS or the court service office who ultimately will refer to you anyway. So
They may. And we receive these reports on unregulated providers, and I want to be clear that my staff are clear that they have the authority to do that.
Mr. Chairman, so this would be just simply a way of going directly to the problem without having to go back through the court process again like the prior bill?
Correct.
Any further questions? Now, thank you very much. Any further proponents of House Bill 1275?
Susan Randall. I'm representing the South Dakota Coalition for Children, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I would urge your support of House Bill 1275. It's a small nuance, but it would provide greater involvement of the Department of Social Services Child Protection in making sure that when there is a concern about the practice by an unregulated provider in caring for children, that they have the authority to go in, investigate, and address the situation. So we would support this bill.
Thank you. For the proponents of House Bill 1275, if there are none, are there opponents to House Bill 1275? There are no opponents. We'll close to testimony and open to committee discussion or motion. Do we have either discussion or motion? Senator Dugard.
I have a question, if I may, just before a motion.
Certainly.
If I could. What would be the difference in effect, instead of adding the words that this bill proposes to add, if you eliminated after the word out-of-home care, after the word care on line 14, eliminated the rest of line 14, 15, and 16, would there be a difference in effect?
In what line, 14 or 15?
On page 2, where the definition's being changed to add those words, if instead you omitted the whole phrase after the semicolon on line 14. Because essentially it seems to me, and maybe Senator Bogue, you see it, the difference and I don't, but it seems to me we're saying any place where a child's being cared, whether it's in their home, in someone else's home, or it's in a facility downtown, in home, out of home, doesn't matter. If someone's, it seems to me that's what we're trying to do here, and if that's what we're trying to do, maybe the simpler and more easily understood thing, or if there's no difference and you don't want to hassle going back, you know, to make the change again in the other house and trying to explain it, but I'm just trying to see if I understand this correctly or not.
So, Senator Dugard, you're really saying you got to either be in home or out of home.
Yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah, and they had that sort of a, this means this and this means that.
Is that Andrew?
It sounds like a pretty good idea. It does take away the definitions that are in law, because it would just be a simple statement instead of a definition. I guess I wouldn't know for sure if that has the exact same effect or not. But it reads like it would make sense.
I think at most it's duplicative, would you not say?
I was just trying to understand if I fully understood what was going on. Trying to figure out, do I really understand this correctly or not? And I think what you're saying is either way it would mean the same thing. And that's what I think too. So, well, I'll move to pass, Mr. Chairman.
Move to pass. Is there a second?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Moore.
I would second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. You can ask your question.
Thank you. Senator Bogue, I know that you had Senate Bill 203 earlier that addressed foster parents, and I'm going to ask you that question. Foster parents in here, does that concern you?
Senator Bogue. It's already in the statute. Senator Moore, I don't, you know, to the extent that it's there already, I'm not going to try and take it out or change it or alter it. I'm just, you know, my concern is the process of avoidance, our traditional court process, and the whole nature of the investigation, the insubstantiated and unsubstantiated, this whole sidestep of the traditional process of going to court and having to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and you know, as it was testified to earlier, it's a lesser standard. And to the extent foster parents are in, no, I, you know, maybe it's proper that they be there because we're asking that they come out of our correctional facilities or from the department already, and they're already coming from a bad spot. We don't want to put them in another bad spot, but.
It's been moved and seconded. Do pass for House Bill 1275. Is there further discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary, I'll call the roll.
Boag?
No.
DeHuick?
No.
Hangy?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
5 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 1275 goes out with a do pass recommendation.